Sophie's choice. Fish and chip shop. Stupid, right? So I just went into this place because I was confused, right? And it was this old couple who ran it, quite sweet, really. And they were behind the counter and I was like, why have you called your chippy Sophie's choice? And the old man just pointed at his wife and said, her name's Sophie. And I was like, oh, right, that makes sense. But what about the film, though, you know, where that woman has to decide which of her kids is going to get, like, by the Nazis and stuff? And they were like, don't know what you're talking about. And I was like, all right, then. And we talked for a bit more and they were really nice, right? Like, surprisingly nice, you know? When you meet someone after a long time and they're just, like, nice and normal, with normal names and normal jobs, just with a weirdly named chippy shop, but just normal. And I looked at them. Just remember looking at them, looking at their eyes and their cracked faces and their hair and their clothes, and just couldn't stop looking at them. And they asked me if I was okay, which hadn't happened for a long time, someone just asking if I was okay, and I said, what? And they said, are you okay? And I said, well, I don't know. And they said, why not? And I said, I'm very tired. And they said, you look it. And I was shaking a bit, just standing in this chippy, looking at these two people, looking at the air coming out of their mouths, looking at the shapes their eyes made in the light. And I looked at them just standing there like two normal people, just smiling at me, asking if I was okay. And I just said, no, I don't think I am. I don't think I am.